Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This week on Pop Gaze,
we talk TikTok's pink sauce lady,
homophobia and sports,
and the elephant that held a grudge.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gaze,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers!
Yeah! Hello!
Bonjour!
Anyone there?
Hello!
Merci.
Come se va?
Ça va.
Ah, Viguette!
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi
ce soir?
Oh, I love it. How are we? What's been going on?
Just had the most delicious sip of Coke no sugar from a glass bottle.
Ugh. Nectar of the
gods. Could never be me.
Oh, you're always the full sugar bitch, aren't you?
Full sugar bitch. They need to come out with Coke extra sugar.
Your teeth would just be absolutely ratchet.
Yeah. It's just like a congealed, like.
I do think that the glass bottle makes a difference.
Definitely. It tastes like I'm in Italy.
If they were to, if they were to change to completely glass bottles, I'd fucking come every day. I love it.
I think it's with the cans as well, the acidity of the beverage reacts to the aluminium can, thus altering the flavor.
Oh my God.
Bing, bang.
Aurelia, I have chills.
You can call me.
I can't. Dr. This is a science podcast now. Wow.
Welcome to my class, students.
Fucking hell. Dr. Carl, look out.
Oh my God. Sorry. Speaking of like random like beverages and condiments, can we please talk about pink sauce?
Oh my God. I feel like this is one of those things, it's like YouTube drama. I felt like I came into pink sauce in the middle, like at the point where everybody had ordered them and no one had it yet. And now I'm like backtracking, being like, she won't tell anyone what it tastes like. What's the fuck? And it has dragon fruit in it.
Allegedly.
That's what makes it pink, no?
That's true.
I mean, so does pink food dye.
But it's just so dumb as well to me because I, as a child, would always mix ketchup and mayo, which are classic German condiments, together, and they would turn pink and I'd be like, it's so pretty, and eat my Frankfurts with it.
Yeah.
And it's like,
What a beautiful, idyllic German child.
Yeah. Honestly.
I ate my Frankfurts.
Ate my Frankfurts with my pink sauce. And I was like, this is a fucking life.
Yeah.
Why would you order that shit off TikTok? Of a woman who in a live somebody asked her if it was FDA approved and she was like, it doesn't need to be, it's not a drug. She didn't know what FDA stands for. And for those of you who also know, which is fine, I'm not shaming that, but if you are selling, if you genuinely don't know, it's Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah.
But if you're selling food on the internet, you should know what FDA stands for.
Yes.
You know, it's inexcusable in my books.
Aurelia, you are absolutely structuring your sentences like someone who has recently been attempted to cancel.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It's fine if you don't know what FDA, there's no shame in that.
I'm sick of holding shit back like anymore. We are a non-FDA approved podcast.
Sometimes
get into it.
We laugh at things that people don't know about. And this woman didn't know what FDA was.
Oh my gosh. While she's selling food.
Sorry, this is a tiny bit of a segue, but I had I made a tweet the other week that was like, to anyone who's booking me for rooms and asking for my bio, here it is. And then it's just Charlie Lewin is a writer and comedian and hates writing bios and no one even reads this shit anyway. Here you go. And then someone commented on it being like, hey, just so you know, bio is actually a really important thing for people who are like differently abled or on the spectrum, because it can help them actually know what the event's going to be like. And it's like, okay, I'm sure that is true. But I was very clearly making a joke about my exhaustion at like having to put out this same thing 100 times for room bookers who ask an email about a photo or a bio. And it's like, just rip off my Facebook profile picture.
Thing, it's more a comment on the fact that it's there. It's been given. There's a bio. You can find my bio and my headshot. And most of the gigs that we're doing are simply just comedians.
Yes.
Like, you don't need anything more than that.
Nobody's getting paid for this gig.
Yeah.
It just is so much admin at this point.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, I get their point, whatever. I'm again speaking like somebody who has been cancelled recently. But also, like, that should be on the event. It's like, this is what the event is.
Yeah.
And the individual people in the event, I don't know how it's going to help someone to know my background, which I'm already going to talk about in the set.
Yes. Yeah, and like, don't get me wrong. Like, as I'm speaking as someone to prevent myself from getting cancelled. Don't get me wrong, but like, I understand what this person was saying, and like, I agree with them. But what I don't agree with is like the context. It's like, you know, I didn't get up and say, "Hey, everyone, stop making bios on events
and like, suck my dick while you're at it."
Yeah, you know, I didn't like come for anyone. You know, but it made me feel that feeling of like, have I overstepped? Like, am I like careless and like all this kind of stuff? And
all of
like,
a sudden you're gaslighting yourself because somebody tried to cancel you.
It's very annoying having to send an email full stop, let alone when all the information is readily available online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know who you are. And you're not listening to this podcast, so I don't know why. But nobody else does it. Just look it up.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
Yeah,
honestly.
Sorry, I derailed us a little bit. Pink sauce.
No. We needed to get the message out there.
Yeah, yeah.
The pink sauce lady is hilarious. I'm obsessed with people talking about how watery it is.
Do either of you know, like, what's her claim to fame? Like, how did she become a thing?
She just started selling That's it. That's her claim to fame. But, like, the amount of, like, stitches and videos, I sat through a three-minute video where somebody was explaining how most sauces are either based on mayo or vinaigrette. And they were like, I'm a food scientist and this is how it works. And I was like, oh, my God. At this point,
a deconstruction.
I hadn't even watched the original pink sauce videos. I went straight into what my For You page gave me, and apparently it tastes a little bit like ranch sauce, but that's what I found out.
It just doesn't look appealing to me. It looks like strawberry Big M.
It looks, and it also just looks like if you were Heinz or whatever, and in that marketing department, just get one of your actual food scientists to whip the shit up.
Yeah.
How hard is it to drop a little bit of pink colouring in your ranch sauce?
If every fucking influencer can come out with like a protein bowl, like, you can do it, babe.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And also, she hasn't copyrighted her shit.
Absolutely not. She doesn't know what FDA stands for.
Well, she doesn't even know what fucking like ratios and like recipe it is. Like, on the people were commenting about like how
The nutrition label.
Yeah, the nutrition inverted commas label. It's just these made up numbers. But it was not only that, it was angel numbers.
Oh, yeah, it said 444.
Yeah.
That's like, so funny.
So she like lied and made it particular amounts of ingredients so that it added up to angel numbers.
I love it. She's manifesting.
What an icon.
She's talking to the gods.
And then people like opening up like damaged boxes of like these weird like reused cartons with like shitty like stickers stuck onto it. And then it's like, oh, it came broken and leaking. And it's like, who could have thought?
Absolutely. Of course it's broken and leaking. It's not refrigerated.
Yeah.
And I mean, would you eat it?
No.
Would you try it?
No.
I would get one chip and dip it in and try it.
I'm concerned about the egg in the mayo.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's my concern.
True, you don't fuck with eggs.
No, some people are finding mold on the lid. And some people don't even have the stickers. So it's arriving with no labels. No.
But the other thing though is like people are looking to buy it and she's making bank right now.
She is making money and people aren't like, what are they going to do? Like they know what they like eyes open you're, going into it.
You're right? Kind of ordering it for the disaster at this point.
Yeah, should we order one?
The post, she wouldn't know how to ship it to
Australia.
It will
arrive next year.
Yeah. Like it won't come here. It'll just be like a pink thing of mold.
Yeah.
Oh, and salmonella. I don't know. I love these. That's what I mean where I came in midway. Suddenly this was like this big thing and I'm like, how did it begin?
Yeah, I don't understand the origin of it.
And you know what? Like, this is again like a segue, but another thing that's been like blowing up on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything has been monkeypox.
Oh my god!
Like, people are like the pink sauce, like
pandemic. Pink sauce, and it's just
big flop.
Can we get a fucking break? A and B. Thank you to everyone who's sharing their experiences and making it less stigmatized by talking about what it is.
Yeah. But having said that, like people have rightfully said that we didn't properly listen with COVID as a society.
Yeah.
Not specifically us as pop gays. but
again, cancel speak.
Yeah. But monkeypox affects, you know, can like have like lesions on your face and this kind of stuff. And like once people's vanity comes into it, it's people will inherently take it much more seriously.
Because they can see it. We're very simple animals as well.
Yeah.
If you can see it, then you can, it's very hard to dispute its effects.
But have you guys been seeing as well, because there's been all this like fear mongering, like scare articles and stuff like that, that are like making it like the gay disease and that kind of stuff. And there's all this like spooky kind of like echoes of like the HIV AIDS crisis in terms of like how it's happening. And it feels like we're, because it's been like, is it the FDA? I don't know who fucking makes it, but it's like an official disease now. What is it? CDC?
The
WHO. WHO. Yeah. The World Health Organization. The FDA said it's a fucking real disease.
It's a sauce.
Yeah. It's officially an emergency.
Yeah.
Which is, I remember when COVID was an emergency.
And it's like, can we get vaccinated, please?
Yeah. You want to know why we can't? Because you need to be a fucking dick sucking faggot to the nth degree. I'm not even kidding.
Have this
you
is seen- a quote from the World Health Organization.
Have you seen the forms?
In Australia now?
Oh, you can't get it in Australia.
Because I thought that because I was like, oh, I'm going to the US and like it's just, and again, this is just to say it's not a gay thing.
Yeah.
It's if you're in a club and you're having fun this summer, you're going to get monkeypox at this rate. If we're not getting vaccinated,
it can hit
anyone.
I'm seeing all these memes about it that I hadn't even thought about how it's certainly homophobic. I was like, this is so funny. They're only letting the gays get vaccinated. Like we're first in line, baby.
No, but it's I didn't even think it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's so dark.
It's like, oh, everyone loves going to a club.
Yeah.
Like it's not. Well,
I have a
sexual thing.
I give blood. Hold your applause. I haven't given in about a year because I vomited and I scared myself and I keep getting tattoos and you have to wait like 3 months. Anyway, I digress. My parents are now able to give blood because they lived in the UK in the 90s, so they weren't allowed to for ages. That's finally come through. Like gay men still cannot give blood, which is wild to me because on the form that you fill out, it's like, have you had unprotected anal sex? Has anyone you've slept with had unprotected anal sex?
It's not even that. It's are you sexually active in the past? Have you had sex with a man in 6 months?
Yeah. And I was like, any of your partners, when I was like in my early 20s, you know.
Mama got around.
I don't fucking know. And like some of the guys that I was like fucking are like arty, like, you know, they're not 100%
straight
men. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nelly boys.
And I found out like in hindsight that one of them
You worked in musical theatre, Jordan.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I don't know if it was unprotected, but it was just one of those things where I was like, this is so fucking dubious. Nobody fucking knows. And like, I understand that has to be protected, but it goes through so many tests and stuff like that. And
yeah,
it, like,
just test it better. If you want our blood
to get it in America,
you've got to do more.
You have to be on PrEP. You have to have had unprotected sex within like
3 hours.
Yeah, literally. Oh, it's like you need to be dripping with cum and walk into that clinic like butt fucking naked, or they're like, get out.
Jesus.
And it's like, yeah, horrendous. It should be easily dispensed. And it's like, how have we not learned how to like prepare for a fucking pandemic and at this like, point?
Can we just make more doses? And also the other thing that comes to mind is when people who were like COVID deniers got COVID. Mm. And yeah, you know, just that like Schadenfreude, like it gets me hard.
I love the way you say that word.
I'm sorry.
It's beautiful.
I'm like, if you are saying that this is a thing for gays and you're straight.
Well, it's also like you're so wrong. Like you're so wrong. The stats are out. It's, there's more hets who are getting infected with HIV and AIDS because they're so like, oh, it could never get me.
Yeah.
There are like things that we need to learn from history. And it's that like it is primarily affecting at the moment, like because there's been a huge breakout of men who have sex with men, but it doesn't stay like that. Mm. And if it gets perpetuated as a gay disease and there's all this homophobia about that, that's not only terrible because it's homophobic and it damages like access to health for queer people, but on top of that, it means that like straight people or someone who is thinking that like, oh, well, this is not like relevant to me, it doesn't pertain to me, aren't like prepared, aren't...
They're not alert.
Yeah, because already, you know, whether it's like bisexual men or someone who has sex or... It's not even sex sometimes. It can just literally be body contact.
And that's the thing. It's spread really easily and you don't have to sleep with the person you're getting it from. A lot of people I've seen on social media have just been out on like a night out and have gotten it shortly after. And again, like in a club environment, it's impossible sometimes to not touch skin with someone.
Yeah.
And in a way, like that's why I'm going to the club, because I'm like pressing through the crowds. I'm like having fun, but I'm kind of stressed out. Yeah. And like that's just like such a human early 20s experience that just feels like it's A, being taken away from us from all this bullshit that's happening, but B, it's just something people need to be aware of. You can get a lot of different infections without doing the thing that people, especially your parents or teachers, tell you how you get it.
Yeah. And it's like a new disease. Well, you know, like new on this scale, like, you know, we don't really know how it's going to be. You know, people were very much like, oh, COVID will be over in a week, blah, blah, blah. You
like,
know?
And remember then, like, when they were like, we're going to just go into lockdown for 4 weeks. And we're like, 4 weeks, yay. And like 2 years later, we're still in a pandemic.
Yeah, and just, this like not to continue the doom speak, skip ahead if you need. Yeah. I promise we'll end on something light. But yeah, like also like foot and mouth as well, and how that's going to affect the cattle and stuff in Australia and like livestock and our native animals. I work with animals a lot. I'm no longer allowed to take my shoes home. Like we have to get changed at work
because I haven't heard about this.
The risk of foot and mouth disease is huge, and it spreads to. Like elephants can get it, giraffes can get it. I'm not hinting as to where I work at all. if you see me there, say nothing.
Traveling circus.
Traveling circus, exactly. I work in the circus. It's full on. And it's also, it's frustrating because there's so many things that I'm like, it doesn't feel like any of our governments have learned anything. They spent the whole time praying for it to be over soon.
Yeah.
They spent no time being like, what are we learning? How do we build towards something better? It's the same with everybody coming back to work. You know, when they opened it back up and like, everybody come out. It's like, oh, there's another COVID wave. What a shame. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Yeah. And it's like, because we're not learning. We're just rushing towards profit as soon as possible, which in the long term is going to lead us into a recession way faster than anything else.
And it's like, welcome to the recession.
Yes. Oh my God, I can't. Print more money. We made it up. Print it. I give a fuck.
Yeah. Give me some. Give me some. I want to go.
Yes. Anyway. Speaking, but everything's going to be good. What do you want to say to
that? Sorry, the second you said elephant, I was like, we've got to talk about...
Elephants and giraffes?
Yeah. Have you seen, Aurelia, the thing about the elephant that killed this woman?
I did. I saw it on Twitter.
I love it so much.
What did she do? What did that bitch do?
So this elephant, for those listening, if you haven't seen...
The nastiest elephant you've ever seen.
She literally, like... there was this woman that was like trampled by the elephant or something like that.
Was it an Asian elephant? Was it in India?
It was in India.
Yeah, yeah. It was an Asian elephant. Yeah. Cute little ear baby.
Then they had a funeral.
I mean, this poor woman, but also.
But also elephants have famously good memories.
Yes, yeah. They know. They are so intelligent.
Yeah.
This elephant came to the funeral service and then trampled. Pulled her out of the coffin.
And shook it about.
Shook it about. And then went and destroyed her house.
I didn't know that. I didn't know she destroyed her house. That's so funny.
Queer icon.
I think someone, I don't know if this was like a thing that someone was saying as a theory or whether it was the actual like backstory, but someone was saying that she had enabled or was like involved somehow with like poachers that took this elephant's babies.
I was thinking that.
Don't fuck with elephants.
Yeah, don't fuck with baby elephants.
And just like, I just fucking love it. Elephants will also have this ability to plan ahead. And she was like, for the future, they're focused on future generations within the herd. For the future generations, let this cunt never have a house. Let her not have anything to pass on to her children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let the pass this away horrifically. Yeah. I need to make sure she's dead. Let me shake her.
Like, yeah, what you did to my baby, I'm going to do to you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh, man, I love elephants. They are a keystone animal, which means that if they die, we die. If we don't have elephants anymore, really? We're fucked. Yeah.
I mean, emotionally, that's true for
emotionally,
me.
Emotionally, yes.
If I was in the world without elephants. Shook.
But keystone animals, not to get on my like animal shit, but it's interesting. Keystone animals mean that if they die, it will drastically affect the way we live, and particularly Southeast Asian elephants, where their place in the world and the way that they shit, they only process 46% of the food that they eat.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of it comes out exactly the same way it came in. Like
for
seeds,
insects and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeds, branches, and they can eat shit that most animals can't. They eat like branches and stuff like that. So they're actually like replenishing the rainforest as they move through in these little like fertilizer packages.
Wow.
We wouldn't have oxygen in Australia. We wouldn't have the lifestyle that we have here without elephants. So fucking let them stomp on my grave. Let them do whatever they honestly want as long as they stick around.
It's so strange as well how as the world progressively gets worse, how everything is interconnected just like makes more and more sense.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, oh, fuel prices are going up. That's because of the conflict.
Yeah.
In Ukraine.
Yeah.
Grain prices are going up. That's because of that. And you're like, oh my God, I had no idea there's going to be a hummus shortage because of the chickpeas being held up by the Russians.
No, Putin. Putin, give me my chickpeas.
This is too far.
Yeah, this is
too far.
Oh my God, like, are you crying?
First you prosecute the gays in your own country and then you do this internationally?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fun.
This is the first thing that I've cared about that you've done.
But like, not to take a puff, but it does go to show like we don't live independently of the world. Like everything has an impact, and we'll continue. Even like we were talking about Splendor last time, but also being there and being like this ground. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like I expected a fucking poppy to come out of the ground being like so trampled on. Oy, oy, oy. But I think there are positives. Do you guys have any positive things?
I mean, like I feel like it's going to go one of two ways, obviously. We're either going to all die or we're not going to all die.
We're not going to die. Yeah. And either brings me peace.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean,
the certainty at the end, which is death.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's not bad.
I take solace in the fact that there is a way to turn this around. We just have to kill a few cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do it. I'm squeamish.
Yeah.
I will get the fucking little thing and look through it and assassinate.
Putin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, but also part of me is like, oh, maybe I need to go, you know?
I mean, Well,
this no, don't.
Don't all jump to my defense, guys.
No, John, you're so much to live for.
No, we need you here.
You're fishing for life.
Do you guys think that I should get the guillotine?
Should I die?
Would it be Cam?
Would it be Cam if I died? Like Marie
Antoinette.
We're very doomsday delirious today.
I know. Good things, I don't know. There's fun in the world.
Yeah, there's good shit happening.
We could travel. You're going to go overseas. Oh, you're saying it?
Yes. I am. Yes. I'm going to the States, which is also why I'm like, can I get another COVID booster? Like,
yeah.
Are you selling
those? You have asthma.
Okay. I tried to get my COVID booster yesterday and my doctor told me that I have to wait till 4 months from my infection.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, so I turned 30 for nothing.
The other thing is like, I was like, why aren't they giving them out? Someone was like, oh, it's because like this age group is not as much at risk, which is fair enough. Like,
yeah.
Fine.
Oh, and to be clear, by the way, don't take what I'm saying as reason not to wait for your COVID.
Yeah, everyone get their booster.
Yeah, please get your booster as soon as you can.
When is the FDA?
Go to your GP because I'm actually going to go to a different GP because I reckon that is dodge.
Yeah, I reckon they should just give it to people who want it.
Someone I know was asking about the Mirena IUD and I haven't had it.
Wait,
ever.
What's this?
It's if you know IUDs that go inside.
It goes in your pussy so you don't have a baby.
So when you insert it, it's like super painful and you can get cramps and it literally like they fling it up in and it goes and it's like latches onto you.
God.
It can be super painful for people and a lot of people opt to be like sedated. Did you ever have one? Sorry if this is intrusive.
No,
I was researching it and I really, really wanted one.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, no one was really coming in this pussy anyway.
Well, that's like the same with me. I'm like, I'll just drug up when I have period, because it can help with period pain sometimes.
Yeah,
and
there
it's
was
an
a
option.
Good thing about it.
And I was like, it's not worth me sitting in a cafe being like, I got a little thing inside me.
Oh my God, so true.
Every so often I'd be like, it's like when people got the Implanons, I'd be like, I would constantly be like, oh,
can
my
I touch
arm.
It?
Yeah, truly.
I would just be fiddling around.
Yeah,
with it.
I couldn't help it.
But
it's like Vecna's that thing that he had to get 11 to take out of his neck.
Yeah.
To keep
truly,
him from his
you
powers.
Just feel like, oh, I couldn't help. It's like a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
But apparently, these GPs are trying to convince people not to get sedated. Like that there's like a few GPs who are like, and it's always like older female GPs who are like, oh, it's not so bad. You can handle
God.
It. Do you know what I mean?
I feel hate like that logic of like, we had it shit, so you should have it shit now. It's like, why
absolutely.
Can't we just not have shit?
Can we have it good? Can life be like easy for 1 second?
I know.
Let me live, bitch. Like,
also like how often do you get to be sedated?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
It was such a joy.
I would love that.
Yeah.
It would be so good. But yeah, I don't understand why people and doctors sometimes. I mean, there's a lot of issues with the way that doctors talk about pain and stuff like that, particularly like people with uteruses and things like that. They just like sweep through it. But sometimes I hear things from doctors. I know someone who is trying to lose weight and they're on light and easy. And I was like, that's weird. Why are you like, because I just feel like it's so out of vogue to be on light and easy. I was like, is this 2004? What's going on?
Yeah, what the hell?
And he was saying that his doctor, and he's not like a particularly big guy either, but his doctor told him that he had to lose 10 kilos to get his tonsils out.
Excuse me?
And I was like, that's not true. I'm not a medical professional, but I was like, I know enough about tonsillitis.
Are they getting to the tonsils via the entire rest of his body through the ass? Like, what are you fucking doing?
And like all the things I think they would say is like, oh, it's because of you needing to go under or whatever. But then it's like, can we just not find a way to make it safe for people of all sizes to access this medical care?
And it is safe. They just have this like, there's this mentality of like, oh, this is Pete Evans bullshit of like, well, if you're overweight, you're unhealthy and you should fix that. And that's like, that's laziness.
It's
and
so
like, that's why
dumb.
You're getting sick all the time. And it's like, no, it's been disproven so many times.
And like a great example of that, of course, is Lizzo. Because Lizzo is always getting shit from people who don't know their head from their ass. And She, I've seen her live. She has so much energy. She's dancing. She's playing the flute. She's singing. And
she's like an athlete.
She's literally performing at degrees. Most doctors who would tell her she's too fat wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. I saw her recently doing, she was performing while on a bike. Like she was doing like a cycle class that was like to her song. I was like, she's legit. Also, she this week is number one on the Hot 100 and is depressingly the first female artist in 2022 to be number one.
To be number one.
Yeah.
That is so strange.
That is so strange because I feel like I only listen to women's music.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's Jack Harlow? Okay. Yeah, no.
Sorry, Jack Harlow gossip.
Okay.
But it's not really hardcore because he ended up telling the story on stage.
Ugh.
But basically, no one could get in contact with him. He did his side shows in Melbourne and Sydney, I think, and people thought that he'd left the country and Splendor couldn't contact him. And he was like, the only time he was like zooming in on interviews and stuff like that, like he wouldn't be in the same room. So people truly thought he was like in the States. Like nobody thought he was just going to bail last minute.
And what was the reason?
No reason. Like he just,
he could have at least said it was for his mental health.
But apparently like, when he was in Australia, he did an interview on some show and there was a producer there who was like also super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And these people like Splendor, like bookers were literally like to her, can you, like he followed her on Instagram and stuff like that. And they were like, can you slide into his DMs? Like we cannot get in contact with this man. And she slid in and was like, oh, will I be seeing you at Splendor? And he said, I wasn't going to do it, but you've actually turned it around for me. I'll do it. And then he showed up.
That's wild.
Yeah. And he did, and he told that story on stage. He's like, the only reason I'm here is because of a hottie. And like, I don't even know. Like, I feel like she could be in a relationship. She could be
my cousin.
Knows?
Yeah.
That was at Splendor and got a photo with Jack Harlow.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Apparently he sang about 5 songs over an hour. I didn't end up seeing him.
Let's be real. Does he have more than 5 songs?
No.
And the only songs that I care about are Lil Nas songs. So I'm
exactly. I'm like, is it industry baby or not? Otherwise I'm not. I ended up having to do stand up during his set time, but I wasn't that bummed because I was like, could I hum a Jack Harlow song?
No. Guys, we should talk about Lil Nas and the BET Awards.
So what is going on there? Can you?
Were they hating on him?
So the
Black Entertainment Television Network.
They didn't like nominate him for any of his albums for like anything.
Ooh.
And he like Lil Nas like called them out for like homophobia and that kind of stuff. And they were like, no, we had you as like a guest like the year before. But like this was the year where he was eligible for like his like proper debut album, like, you know, and they just completely ignored him and he called them out for homophobia. And then they were trying to like backtrack. And then he released that song that was like, fuck BET sort of thing. And he's just been like rightfully dragging them.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a huge thing in like African communities and African American communities to be homophobic. And like, I'm speaking a bit like more broadly than I should because I haven't like have a lived experience being African American, of course. But recently one of my cousins reached out to me on Facebook and this is like a cousin who's like kind of removed and he slid into my DMs in French because he lives in Gabon where French is the official language. He's like, how are you doing? I'm like going back and forth with him. But like, he's also like in his 30s and I don't really know what he does. So I go into his profile and go through his profile pictures to get like a better idea of who my fucking half cousin is.
Yeah.
And then his second profile picture is in French saying, say no to homosexuality in Gabon.
What?
Yeah. Literally his profile picture. You know those filters we all had on our profile pictures that were like support gay marriage?
Yeah.
Because when you go through my profile
pictures. He's just added don't.
Yeah, like don't. I'm like going through my own just to check and I'm like, oh, there's one of me in 2017 with a fucking rainbow. You know those filters?
Yeah.
Same filter, but him being anti-gay. And then he asked me how I was doing. It's the week I got engaged. So I was like, I just got engaged to my girlfriend. And then he was like, send me a photo.
Let me guess, he's fine with lesbians.
Well, yeah. And then I sent him a photo of us and we're like kissing and we're like being cute. And he was like, oh, you're almost the same height. That was all he had to say. And then congratulations. No. But it is so true. People have different standards for homosexual men and women.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then see like being maybe a lesbian as not being so bad because like what can two women possibly do to each other? Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot. But
they can ruin you in ways that you can't imagine. Absolutely. Emotionally, physically.
And the voyeurism of straight men kind of like, oh, like that's hot because like I imagine that like you would need me or like you want me or like, you need some kind of like surrogate male figure in there. Absolutely. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
And so gross.
I thought that it was just one way that like often straight men are, you know, would like watch lesbian porn and find that hot and cool and all that kind of stuff, but then be extremely homophobic to men. I thought it just went that way. But I have met like over the years a couple straight women that are like even some people that I had to sort of like distance myself from because I was friends with someone who was like fine with gay men and would have like, yeah, a lot of like gay male friends, but then would be like iffy or just outright homophobic about gay women. And I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, how is this?
Ugh. And it's like, we don't want you. Like, I'm so not attracted to homophobic women.
Yeah.
That is like, I would rather fuck a man.
Yeah. It's so strange. It is like, it's almost like a, it's more offensive to them or upsetting to them to see like people in feminine bodies or traditionally feminine bodies like rejecting their sex as well. Like being more like, not that this is the case for like all lesbians, but like being more masculine or being more whatever is more, like I remember in high school, a friend of mine who has since unfollowed me on Instagram. And so I unfollowed her and then I saw that she got engaged and I refollowed because I was like, I want to see the wedding pics. And I was like, I care about you, even though you might hate me now. But I remember like sitting down and there was like, it was like us and our like super femme gay friend and we were just like, and she was just like straight up like, and he was the same, although I think he was just saying it to like be in the conversation, but was just like, I hate lesbians. Hate them. They're just gross. They're weird. They freak me out. They're aggressive, they're hairy. They're like all that shit that's like a lie. And also, yeah, there's aggressive lesbians.
But also I'm like, yep, don't shave. Super aggressive, mean as fuck,
but it's weird. Like, it's like an offense to them or like, yeah, I'm like, you're just so trapped in like that world. It's so weird. I've had more women tell me that they don't find women funny than I have men.
Oh, that's like such internalized misogyny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It seems wild to like cut much more to the core when there's this sense of like, because it's also like compensation. It's like I only feel comfortable in my femininity or my masculinity if it's a straight man by like rejecting what I view to be the like betrayal of that femininity or masculinity.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I have to like become so like hateful against these people just to affirm that I am, you know, I'm not like other girls and I'm precious and dainty and I'm that and or whatever. And it's like,
and it also kind of like with the recent Manly football jersey saga, like that's all the same internalized bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like if you can't wear a rainbow jumper, I don't know what the right
cardigan
word is. Cardigan?
It's jersey.
A mesh crop top. Is that, they actually aren't talking about what they were going to put these boys in, and I am on their side.
Like, come on. You're
pink cowboy hat.
You're wearing fucking tiny, tiny shorts.
Yeah.
That
wrestling other men into the mud.
Yeah, and you can't wear a rainbow t-shirt. That's grow up.
It's so, and it's just wild the harmful messaging that they're constantly wearing on them every day that is like
gambling,
that leads to fucking like, let alone the fact that they're rejecting the rainbow, but acceptance of LGBTQIA plus symbolism has been shown in data to save lives. The spreading of gambling, alcoholism, all that kind of stuff that they attach to their bodies all the time. That, by the way,
true,
don't know much about him, but Jesus didn't like.
Yeah. And where's their fucking boycotts where one of their teammates sexually assaults a woman?
Exactly. Like,
no, there's no boycott because that's fine by them, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's way worse.
And she's a bitch.
It's way worse to be in love with the person you love than to hate on them so much you commit crimes against them.
It's so strange. And it just, and I got to say, it makes them look pretty gay to me. Like, I was like, oh, these six men don't want to wear that because they're gay.
Yeah, they're actually having a gangbang right now.
It's not surprising though, which is the most upsetting thing. You're just kind of like, ugh.
I wanted to ask you guys, like, how do you feel about like things like AFL and NRL doing these kind of like pride matches or, you know, wear a pride jersey? Like, I am sort of on the fence about it, like, because I feel like on one hand it's like maybe it will save lives, you know, maybe having, and obviously we want sport to be inclusive, and like there is so much homophobia that has existed there like culturally for so long, so we need to address it. But I don't know that like just slapping on a jersey or chucking a rainbow on the field is doing that. Like it doesn't feel like we're actually changing much. And on the other hand, we're also opening up so much like scrutiny because, you know, like I was reading like some article on Facebook or Insta about this NRL jersey thing, and just the comments, like the flood of comments of people just absolutely hating on like the whole queer community, basically being like, you know, that all this fucking woke bullshit, blah, 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 because it makes out that like our plight as queer people is just to have little rainbows on a shirt. You know, it's minimizing our struggle.
It's like virtue signaling.
Yeah. And it feels like, you know, if we're going to go up into the firing line, I'd rather it be for something that's like actually like making change rather than something bullshit like a fucking jersey. Like, I don't care.
This is true. I will say though, because I agree, and I think that it's also like I hope that this is filtering out into the locker room chat as well. I hope that it's changing things there, because that sounds fucking awful. I remember when I was younger, I think I was a teenager, Jack Akimenez. He played for the Brisbane Lions. And anyway, he said, like,
we'll edit it in post.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Insert redacted. He said he was like, which he copped a lot of shit for it at the time, which also rightly so. He was like, if I was a gay footballer, I wouldn't come out. He said it not in the way that I hear it, but if I was a footballer who was gay, I probably wouldn't come out. Look at what fucking happens to people who do stand up for who they are and what they believe in. It's fucking awful. And unless you've got like a team of people coming together, unless you got a guaranteed support from X, Y, and Z, like no AFL players have ever come out.
Yeah.
Ever. And I know some of them are fucking.
Oh, I may have gone to school with some of them.
Yeah. Absolutely have.
Yeah.
But also like the thing is, I guess on a smaller scale, they're like, oh, we can slap rainbows on some shit and it's not really changing anything. But the hope, I guess, underneath it all is that, oh, we're used to seeing rainbows everywhere. We're like kind of like making baby steps. But it's also like we need more than these crumbs.
Yeah.
We need systematic change. We need people to be comfortable to come out.
Yeah.
And I guess they're just going, oh, we need people to be comfortable to come out. So we'll give them a rainbow jersey. But it's not enough.
But so much of like our like so-called Australian like white culture and stuff like that, that unfortunately does like run this country and runs the media and stuff like that, is so linked to masculinity and patriarchal roles that we need these fucking guys to wear a rainbow, because there's some kid in fucking Broken Hill. I did a gig there and I was like, any gays in? And there was one, hey. And then I got a message from this chick being like, it's so nice seeing like queer people. We don't get queer anything here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like that kind of shit. And a lot of Australia is at least an hour out of the city. And also like there's a lot of different communities and around in, even in inner city Melbourne, that we just don't interact with as well. And if it's there, if it's being seen, if it's talked about, it does get more normalized, you know, like it does. You want it paired with systematic change as well, particularly for young trans kids too, especially like it's just all the stuff with trans people in sport plus this. It's like it's a fucking minefield.
Yeah. It feels like we're not progressing though. It feels like we keep coming back to this same thing where like, you know, I'm pointing out the problem here. I feel like I'm not like giving a solution because I don't necessarily know.
It's like impossible to come up with like one solution that's going to fix all of this. You know, like straight away, I'm like, I want to set fire to everything and like burn it to the ground and start new.
Yeah.
Like, let's face it, like that's not going to be possible. It's not going to happen. And too many people would be against.
No, I think you're right. Let's burn down the MCG.
But the queer agenda is
a nice cleansing fire.
Yeah.
But it's also so funny as well that on one hand, you know, we've got the men's AFL hasn't had a single player come out.
Has the NRL had one? Maybe like one.
NRL maybe.
Yeah.
Every single AWFL player. Yeah,
exactly.
That's so good.
Every single one.
Every week's a pride match. Like,
yeah. It's such a funny fucking contrast to what's really like going on and like, it also is funny how like when AFLW started, there were all these blokes being like, nah, won't be fucking as good. Like it's not going to be as good. I'm not interested. But then they realized quickly that it just means more football for more of the year. And now they're all on board and stuff like that. It's like, it's not as complicated as you're making it, baby. Yeah, you're making absolutely. It a lot harder. I think this is when we start getting to like the dodgy ground of like religious freedoms and stuff like that. But it's not fucking like, again, it's tales all this time. I hate to sound like a fucking Tim Minchin wanker or something like that. But like, oh, you're wearing two different types of fabric that are sewn into each other, babe. Yeah. Like there's so many things in the Bible that don't add up. So just take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Bible was against taxing the poor.
Yeah.
And profiting off, you know, unskilled labor. But then, I mean, there was slavery in the Bible too.
Yeah.
But like, come on.
It was written a long time ago.
Yeah, can we just like chill in the 21st century?
Can we like make it our own fun? I watched, what's that Moses movie? The Prince of Egypt last night.
Oh, I love Prince of Egypt.
It's so good.
The music.
Yes.
There can be miracles.
That is gay.
It doesn't go as hard in the movie because it's like quite a faint, like, there can be miracles. And then when it gets to the credits, we have Whitney and Mariah.
Yeah,
like, if you be. Like, it's so big. And it's
among
like,
your folks into your home into your. Like, the plague song.
Yes.
Oh,
oh, my God. It's so fucking.
Have you seen Prince of Egypt?
I haven't.
You actually really like it.
The music was written by a gay man who loves Jesus, Stephen Schwartz.
And they were gonna do a proper Broadway.
Do you reckon that's gonna come back?
I think
Can
so.
Can you see a revival?
Totally. Like, it was going to happen.
Why did they stop? Was it pandemic?
It might have been COVID or something like that. In fact, I think it might still be coming. But yeah, it's going to have some kind of Broadway.
So epic.
It's fantastic.
Huge. The music is so good.
And Ralph Fiennes like, randomly singing. And
I know. And that Sandra Bullock is in it. But when she sings, you're like, that's not Sandra.
It's going to be interesting if that did come back and if they did cast it, who would be in what role? Will it be a whole Leah Michelle funny girl drama?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm ready.
Yeah, who's gunning for Moses? Who's been manifesting Moses their whole life? I love it. I love it so much. And imagine parting the sea. On the stage.
Oh,
it's incredible. I watch these stories and I'm like, and also like I went to a Catholic school. So did you. You grew up with religion as well. Yeah. It's like they're epic stories. Like I understand.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, you know, the cinematic universe of the Bible is huge. But I don't watch that stuff and think it's not gay. You know, Ramesses and Moses, there's some tension there.
Yeah. Yeah, and
there's
like,
some tension.
Honestly, homosexuality is as old as life.
Mm.
Yeah.
So let's accept it and move on.
Absolutely. And we're really digging deep on like
this episode is so spiritual.
What are our snack bites at the start going to be? This week on Popcase, we talk about monkeypox, existentialism, and your footprint.
And every element of multifaceted homophobia in reality.
In the world.
But like even the parts of the Bible that people use as reasons to be homophobic or whatever, it's like are gravely misinterpreted. You know, like the whole thing about like Sodom and that part about that, it's what was going wrong that wasn't lying with another man. It was lying with children. And it was like, or lying, like taking advantage of someone's hospitality.
We can all agree.
Yeah.
We, as a podcast, we say, do not lay with children.
Yeah.
Leave the children alone. Protect the children.
Yeah, people will be familiar with this, I'm sure, because there's so many TikToks about it being like, thought the Bible was about X, but it's actually about this. So I'm really doing a butchering of that. But you know what? I'm saying it now. I think there's some falsities in the Bible.
I think there's some inconsistencies.
And there's plot holes, I will say that. The fact that you got four guys telling me different stories about the same thing.
Yeah.
And like, why would you just put that in one book? Couldn't you just put the one? Yeah. No, you get all four perspectives.
Get your own book as
the
well.
The Bible is like the start of Pretty Little Lies Big Little Lies.
Oh my God.
When they're all like giving their own perspectives, all the parents on the PTA giving evidence.
I love that show. Yeah. You make me want to watch it again.
Yeah.
I've never watched it, but I've heard great
it's
things.
It's so good.
It's so, particularly season one. Holy shit. It's fucking good.
It's sexy.
Yeah. I wonder if people said that about like the Old Testament. When the New Testament came out, they were like, I don't know. I like the Old Testament. Like New Testament felt like they were just reaching for, you know, relevancy and like everybody was like, oh, God should have a son. And then the writers kind of like gave in to the fans. And I don't know. Well, I'm glad we solved homophobia.
We did it.
Yeah, we actually achieved a lot.
And I'm going to make a horrendous segue, but just roll with it. Tell you who else made huge changes for the gay community? Neighbours. who had...
What did they have, Charlie? Tell us about the gay community.
They had a non-binary character just as the show was about to get cancelled.
Yes. Oh, beautiful.
May or may not have been why the show was cancelled.
They were not. They were not the reason, but the fact that they brought him in so late, I'm like, come on.
It's so funny. But one of the girls is a trans girl.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she's still there, but for a while there was a girl on Neighbours, like a lead
Georgie
role.
Something.
Yeah.
What did they do to her? Did they kill her in the storyline?
No, anything.
She moved to
They
Big
didn't
Smoke.
Have the budget for any more
I think
deaths.
Susan Carl just adopted her and then moved her on to another, like, there. At this point, they have just, like, so many children. Anyway, Neighbours is wrapping up.
Oh, it's wrapped up.
Yeah.
Bye
tonight.
Bye.
Well, last night.
Last
was
night, yeah. So we're recording this a couple of weeks in advance to when you'll hear this, probably. Yeah. So you're like, I haven't watched it yet. I didn't realize until last night when I was avoiding watching it because I've already made plans with a couple of friends of mine to watch it on Sunday night because we couldn't get together before then. So no spoilers, but I know everyone comes back and it's Neighbours. But I was watching my favorite clips, like when we didn't know if Didge, Rachel or Donna were pregnant, like when Rob burnt down the pub and killed a man and nobody ever talked about it again. Oh. Like the plane crash that killed Serena and her family, when Didge died and Kate Miller-Heidke's It's the Last Day on Earth.
Oh my God.
I was sifting through these clips online when Susan found out about Kyle's affair. I just
Sky
like,
with her purple streak in her hair, having a brief lesbian fling with Lana the Canadian. In a fucking and then she got pushed over in the like portaloo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they actually brought back Lana and Sky to get married in 2020, but so much news was happening that we missed it.
Are you serious?
Sky and Lana came back to Ramsey Street to get married.
No, they didn't.
They absolutely did.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
That was such a formative thing for me.
Yeah. It was huge. It was
also
the first lesbian
my
kiss
sister,
on television.
To this day, like, says that Didge was her sexual awakening.
That's shameful. Didge?
Didge. She had a
Where
thing
she
for
had
Didge.
A shaggy haircut. She was like, oh, I'm gay now.
Yeah, basically.
Didge.
I'm she so excited to watch it. Apparently, Margot Robbie came back, as did Kylie and someone else, but
I saw a pic of Kylie and she's got her curly hair from like when she was on it. Like she got it. I just think it's so gorgeous. And like, yes, it's done some awful things in terms of plot lines, but it was always trying to be up with the times.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know? And like, I've never seen a single episode, but I'm sure as hell going to watch the end.
Yeah. You totally should. That actually, I'd be very interested to hear your take on it.
All right. Well, regroup after. Yeah.
Oh my
We've
God, Aurelia, what, like, this must be so, like, strange, like.
I know people are, like, obsessed with Neighbours and it there's this German TV show called Gute, I think it's called Gute Zeiten, Schlechte Zeiten, which means like good times, bad times. At least that's what I think it was called. And it has like the same Neighbours vibe and like it's people love it. And I don't even know if it's still on. But also like growing up, I wasn't allowed to watch any of that shit.
Yeah,
so it's like for me, I get the concept and like I'm getting the plot holes from even like snippets of episodes I would have seen.
Yeah.
At like a partner's parents' house.
And it's just been this sort of like industry vehicle for
like people get their first role on Neighbours and then damn Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I'm devastated that I never even made a guest appearance or done some extra work in the lead up. Yeah.
My friend did extras work and it was the episode where Gina Liano had a cameo walk-on role.
Incredible. And I was like,
what a moment in history.
And also like what's coming now? Like are they replacing it with another similar show?
No, it's just been cancelled.
It's cancelled.
Because it's been primarily funded by some British...
That's why it's huge in the UK.
It's
the Queen is paying for it.
No one in Australia
and
is watching
since
Neighbours.
They took it off Channel 10 and put it on 11 on Mango or whatever the fuck the channel is.
Mango.
No one has been watching it here, and so they've been making all their money from Channel 5, I think it is, in the UK. But they've stopped funding it, and so they were trying to get someone to like buy like it. Please somebody take it here. They're like Stan. And Stan was just like, no.
Stan was like, we spend too much money on Drag Race, but it's still but it's still very budget.
I'm very excited to watch Neighbours. End of an era. We'll discuss it next episode once we've all seen the big finale.
Yes.
Do you guys have pops or flops for this week?
I have a very simple pop this week. It's a lip gloss.
Yeah.
This lip gloss is by a brand called Too Faced.
Is this sponsored content, Aurelia?
It's not sponsored, but Too Faced should sponsor me. It's also spelled too, like too much instead of too.
Yeah.
It's called Lip Injection Extreme. And if you can't afford to get an actual lip injection and you also kind of don't want to commit to that, this is like around $40. And it lasts forever. It makes your lips all huge and swollen and red. And I'm wearing it right now. I'm feeling the hot girl fantasy.
You look amazing.
I love when my lips are glossed. It's just giving me that like 2000s.
Yes.
You know?
It feels dewy. Like you feel renewed.
I'm like.
I say that with like a hair that I haven't washed in a week and like crispy face. I'm like, yeah, it's really great when you do that.
Yeah. Must be nice.
I'll get it for you for your birthday.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. And for you,
what's yours?
My pop this week is a Twitter feud that happened this week between Kim Chi and Trixie Mattel. Did you guys see any of this?
No.
It's still. What
I also just assumed they would be friends because they have like, I don't know.
So.
Yeah, they have similar like energies.
Oh, they started drag together. They are BFFs. And the whole thing was just to strum up attention for their shared makeup palette.
Oh my God, it was a fake beef.
It was a fake beef.
I was so funny.
I was buying it until just then.
But like, it was like for like 3 days and like no one was buying it. Like they, but it was, it became like so ridiculous and funny. Like it was like Kim putting up tweets being like Trixie, you like you're, ego has consumed you and one day you will pay the price. Your downfall is coming and like drama has a way of coming back to you and it eats at your soul. And then like Trixie being like, and then like they both like unfollowed each other on everything to like give it like legitimacy. And like everyone's like talking about it being like, this is clearly them. They're coming out with some kind of makeup palette.
And they were like, no, we're not doing that. Nemesis.
And like it worked. Like it doesn't even matter how obvious and stupid it is. Like everyone was talking about them and like
it's also
bringing-
just like fun. Also what a fun like experiment. Yeah. You know? Mm.
I love, and then I think the makeup palette is called BFFs Forever or something like that. So it was kind of also like when they announced it, it was also like, we're back together again. Like we've come through. I found it so funny.
I mean, they're doing their own PR shit and that's really smart.
We should have a feud.
Oh my God.
When
I'd
we
love
need
one.
You know,
to like,
nobody cares. And that would be so depressing if we started a feud And then it's like, nobody gives a shit. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, or yeah, worse,
now if they're like agreeing with us, being like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And like, just one of us gets totally canceled through the feud.
Oh my God.
And then we have to come back through it. And we don't even have a makeup alert.
Yeah. Oh, God. So that's my pop for the week.
What's yours? It. My pop is the album Let Go by Avril Lavigne.
love it.
It celebrated its 20-year anniversary when we were on hiatus.
Back when she was alive.
Yeah. I forgot about the clone thing, which I've really struck a chord with Charlie. And whether she is with us or not, it was a fucking incredible debut. I really encourage you to go back, listen to Let Go, listen to Mobile, listen to the B tracks. I got to say, maybe it's from Overplay. Skip Skater Boy. It was written for the radio and it did just that. But
don't skip Skater Boy.
But everything else, it's just so, and there's a song, everything else. It's so good. An incredible debut. And it's a shame we lost her so early on in her career. But it really is. It makes me think of like, I was like, this is the Olivia Rodrigo of like my time, you know? I can imagine like, as 7-year-old dancing on their bed to like, good for you, like to something they've never even felt before.
But I like innately know what it feels like.
I know exactly what heartbreak is, you know? And when you're like too punk.
She was the perfect like bottledness of that era of like angsty, like, you know, girl power, love it.
And it really does happen in like rotations, you know? There was Jagged. Now and Let Go, and now there's whatever Olivia Rodrigo. Sour.
I mean, one of her songs, I'm pretty sure she may have got sued because it was like
she almost got sued for every song on that album.
Yeah, because it was like just inspired by that era, but modernized.
But
and
one
like
of them is very
yassified.
Much an Avril Lavigne song redone.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
But I mean
we're going to get to a point where no song is original. So.
Honestly, everything is not original.
Yeah.
Like this podcast has literally already been made by some other twinks.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for listening.
See you next
week.
See
you guys.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
'Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.